Hi, we've got cards for June 23rd and 24th, and they are the Empress reversed, the Five of Swords reversed, and the Nine of Coins reversed. Self-defense. There's a lot not to like about this one, although if we must see the win at all cost Five of Swords, at least it's in the reverse. It's a hostile card in the upright, but if we play our cards right, hopefully we can turn this into something positive. Minor arcana, after all, are usually reversible. And we should be aware of the positive potential of the cards. First things first, if you or your mother is a solitary human, do be vigilant about all things security related. Somebody may want something someone else has. Home and property should be secure, fences, windows, etc. Don't sign anything without knowing what it is. Real estate scams on the elderly are disgustingly trendy. Buying mortgages out from under them, bad vibes. The Five of Swords is in the center today, which in the upright is not a nice card. People smile in your face while they're stealing or backstabbing. In the reverse, someone who thought they could take advantage of you or cause you trouble can't. This could be legal. The intellectual suit of swords deals with intellectual property. Someone could be stealing your own ideas, or trying, or content of any kind, and it may cost you money. The Empress, number three of the major arcana, is in the past position and in the reverse. In the upright, this is Mother, Mother Nature, Mother Earth, and a powerful, beautiful card of fertility and creation. It's the maternity card. The Empress usually wears a long, loose, flowing gown embroidered with pomegranates, symbols of fertility, and I love the after tarot version of this important card showing a mother swan at the Empress' feet tending to a flock of tiny newborn white chicks. In the reverse, this could be infertility or an unexpected pregnancy. But even in the reverse, we have to acknowledge the weight of this card in this spread in the past position. This becomes bad mother energy. It's hard for me to call anyone a bad mother because it's very judgmental, but there are very bad moms out there. The Empress in the reverse is neglectful and lazy, vengeful even, jealous, possibly didn't even want kids in the first place. Why, I used to know someone who used their kids' social security numbers for money and taught their kids how to shoplift. Empress reversed. There was a selfish, feral energy about her and a serious poverty consciousness. The Nine of Coins, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, is simply in the upright a card of wealth and luxury. A well-dressed woman enjoys her lush green garden and vineyard. We see a strong wooden fence surrounding the property. The after tarot shows her examining a cluster of purple grapes, symbols of abundance in the tarot, smiling quietly. As we can see by the abandoned work glove on the ground at her feet, these are the fruits of her long labor. In the reverse, I'm feeling more inherited poverty consciousness. This could simply be a fight over nothing, possibly with your mother or something such as property or inheritance. I once hired an estate lawyer for my stepmother, who was truly an empress in the upright. The lawyer told me a story about two elderly, very wealthy sisters who were locked into a fight to the death over their dead mother's silver tea service. Money was no object. The object was the object. Someone does not have your best interest in mind, period. Don't be taken advantage of. If this lazy energy is you or an associate, male or female, there is potential loss. Someone may need to speak up.